Shawnel, a very, very good morning, and welcome to Chai FM. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Good morning. Thank you, Arda. Thanks for giving me the introduction of the business. Out there, unfortunately, the last week we've experienced some outages, and we don't base the business, Invest Solar, based on the outages,
sure,
and the shortfall.
Sure, of course, yes.
Of what
and one
is
week,
like,
yeah.
Correct, you know, so we've had this business in development for the past 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And sustainable energy is something that needs to be portrayed to the consumer. The consumer mm-hmm. needs to understand that renewable energy, alternative energy, there's so many different phrases that go around what solution-based offering is really entailing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Invest Solar is there as an organization to take your hand, to guide you through a process, to create some sort of self-sustainability. And, you know, self-sustainability isn't only purely harvesting the sun energy. It's taking the sun energy and it's breaking down the different pillars in your house, your heavy energy consumers, breaking those down and putting them into different avenues and channels and using alternative sources. You know, for instance, you look at an element. All your small appliances are element generated.
Right.
And your small appliance is one of your biggest consumers in your house. You know, and people don't understand this sort of jargon here. So
it's actually the whole picture. It isn't just saying, right, we're going to put up solar panels there, we're going to put a battery on an inverter there to store some energy, and that's what you've done. It's actually understanding the usage, the peaks, and how your lifestyle functions around electricity consumption. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct, Art. So essentially, there's a big educational process that needs to go around prior to the consumer actually thinking the terminology off-grid is as easy as what he perceives it is.
Mm. All right. And so, it's become such a catchphrase, I want to go off-grid, but we actually don't even understand what we're talking about.
Correct. So what it entails, if a person wants to go off-grid, you can literally go to your utility supply coming into your residence and cut that off and be self-sustainable should you incur alternative weather, you know, a bit of shading,
right,
clouding.
Right, right.
You know, so we've got to walk you through the process. We've got to reduce that consumption on elements. We've got to shift it to gas. We've got to...
Now I understand. So it's the entire...
It's the entire
picture. You'll do an assessment, basically, of my home, of my environment, and say, right, this is what we would recommend for you. Maybe use some gas here, some solar here, etc.
Correct. So essentially, what the listeners out there need to do to start this process is reduce your lighting consumption. Take the environments that you most frequently use in the evening and reduce that consumption. You should start seeing a significant minimizing of your utility bill.
Right.
Prescribed to those areas, your heavy consuming areas.
Right.
And then move your cooking over to gas.
Right.
Move your water heating over to gas.
Right.
Move your pool over to gas and to panels. You know, so you're starting to take all your heavy loads off. And then when designing your solar system, you've got a lot more room. Your inverters can do a lot more. You know, and then we don't just talk solar system. We talk backup solutions. You know, if you don't want to harvest the sun and put it back into your house or into the grid when they do permit grid-tier solutions, you can always just charge your batteries off the utility provider.
Mm.
And thereafter, when the power does go off,
right,
you can then just piggyback off your battery supply.
Can you do this? The first question, and I've had so many conversations with people specifically over the last week, is what does it cost? Can you design a system that you could do over a period? So in other words, if you as a family set a goal and say within 18 months, within 2 years, within 5 years, whatever that figure is that you think you should be able to accomplish, to stage this process, to be able to within 24 months be as little reliant on Eskom, on the main utility, the main electricity provider as possible. Can you stage it? Can you design a system that you can do in parts?
How would you can? Yes. You can phase every single process that you go through. Understanding that each process you go to has got a capital investment. That capital investment has definitely got a return on investment, you know, determined through what time frame you're looking at. But then again, you can phase it. You can put your panels up as a last resort. You can then start subsidizing what you're pulling off the utility provider. You can start subsidizing with the sun. You know, and there's variations of backup solutions, of battery supplies. You know, you've got batteries that could last you 3 years. You've got batteries that can last 5 years. You've got batteries that last you 15. You know, so all dependent on your capital investment.
Time is 7:24, about to go 7:25. I've got co-founder of Invest Solar, Sean Nell, in the studio. We are talking about the possibilities of going off-grid, how one does it, and in fact, even if you don't want to go completely off-grid, how you reduce your consumption. If you have any questions, 345-19, that's the SMS line, or you can telegram us on 0618951019. We're going to take traffic, we're going to take some ads, and we're going to be back with Sean Nell, co-founder of Invest Solar. Joining me in studio, co-founder at Invest Solar, Sean Nell. We're talking things, we're talking electricity, we're talking and lots of questions. All right, Derek, I'm just going to read you some of the questions and we'll try and get to all of them. Derek wants to know, is it possible to be 100% off the grid? Max says, we're considering doing solar. Where do we start? What are the easiest elements to put onto solar? Belinda says, is it true that there's a tax for using solar panels? I did see something on Facebook. Karen M, following that, she has lived what I was talking about. She says, I changed all my ceiling globes to low voltage about 3 years ago. 18 months ago, I installed a generator that can switch on my oven and stove and many plugs in my house. This year I installed solar that keeps my lights on and also my kitchen plugs on so the fridge can stay on. I can add solar panels in time if I want to. So I have various options when the power goes. Garage doors on battery. I also have a UPS for my computer, TV and alarm if I don't want to switch on my generator, especially at night because I live in a complex. Also my fireplaces are on gas.
Okay. So Howard, yes, it's actually very... very simple to start putting yourself as an independent. You know, you can take off specific items. So should one want to just create a backup facility, these systems are developed based on consumption. So you've got kilowatts that these alternative energy supplies can provide. And based on that, you've got to do a load test in terms of what it is that you need to be running when the power is off.
Right.
In order for us to design these systems for you. These systems are also then able or solar compatible thereafter. You know, so it's going through phases. You know, and it's actually quite simple. You know, and once you've started the process, it becomes very simple, you know.
Well, Zanati was saying during the break, Zanati, just said the point that you made, I think, was such a good one.
So I was likening it to kind of going on a journey of a healthy lifestyle in terms of food and gym. So it sounds like a lot of admin in the beginning, but I feel like once you actually sit down and commit to it, it actually
and get your systems
easier.
In place.
Exactly. And you do it little by little. You don't need to do a lot of it. And the thing is that even though it sounds like a lot of admin in the beginning, in the long term, it's really going to benefit you. So it's really opened my eyes as well because I didn't know about this.
Yeah, so Karen says, hi, Howard. We are well prepared for load shedding. We have a paraffin stove, a Weber, and solar runs our house. We also have solar tubes feeding our geysers. My husband did it all himself. What? No, well, obviously not one of our Jewish listeners, huh? There's no way any Jewish man did this. It's just not even. Karen, I'm assuming that either you are not Jewish or your husband's not Jewish, but there's just no chance, you know. Although maybe, because it says here our electricity costs us 480 rand a month. So that sounds pretty Jewish to me. But still, it's very clear. And thank you, Karen. I'm obviously being a little facetious. I think that's incredible that people have exactly like that is so these are two different Karens, by the way. One's Karen with a C, one's Karen with a K. Both of them have implemented systems, and that's really what you are advocating.
We're able to advise you through the process. So I like what Karen says. She actually understands the process from A to Z. And she's currently sitting in the last phase. You know, she's got the solar panels up. She's harvesting energy. She's subsidizing what she's consuming through the Eskom utility provider. And thereafter, if there is any sort of shortfalls or blackouts, Karen is self-sustainable. So yeah. She's done significant research, and her husband, and I take my hat off to him if he's done it all himself, because it's very labor intensive.
Yes.
But they have hit the nail on the head.
Right. And they've gone through this process, as you say. Derek says, is it possible to go 100% off the grid? I mean, is that even something we should aspire to, really?
Yes, definitely. So it is. It's very, very possible.
Really?
And
amazing.
There's a misconception of going off grid. There's a capital involvement, but you create self-sustainability for 15 years. You know, so you've returned on that investment tenfold. You know, yeah. So going off the grid is very, very possible.
So again, going back to the Singularity conference that I was at yesterday, they spoke about the relative costs per kilowatt hour of how ultimately solar, wind, all of these sustainable, these energy provider sources are ultimately going to become the cheapest way. So there might be a capital investment, but correct, ultimately that's going to be cheap in the long run. You're not, and you've got the convenience factor.
And the convenience, and you're also not going to incur escalations.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
We're saying, come sit with us, come spend a bit of time with us, dedicate right. A little bit
well,
of
fact,
time.
That's exactly, so I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you because like Max says, we're considering going, doing solar. Where do we start? What's the easiest element? Come and talk to you.
Come talk to us.
Right.
We can hold your hand through the process. You know, and it's quite ironic. We say, let us hold your hand whilst you jump off the grid.
Right.
So you've got
right.
that sense of security. You know, you've got somebody walking you through the process. You'll start feeling, you know, once you start alleviating these dark hours, if I can call it that.
100% you know, and, right, yeah.
Unfortunately, this has just sprung upon us through the week. But if you can eliminate those, just the pure relief and the security that one has, you know, when you don't have power, you jeopardize. You don't have security. Your access is a problem. Mm. Your communication is a problem.
And
your
you get
mobile
depressed.
Devices.
You get, I can tell you, I'm involved in positivity and coaching, and I can tell you the biggest impact, the largest, most significant impact to our emotional psyche in this country is electricity, is not having our lights, not having our Wi-Fi, not having a TV, not being able to cook a meal.
Correct. There's a big negative connotation attached to not having power. You know, and we've become so accustomed to living with power. Everything
sure,
that we use is 220.
Mm.
220 volts that are coming down. And without that supply, we're dead in the water. You know, we kind of lost. We've lost the generation of going and reading a book. Sorry, even if we haven't, we don't have light.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, that poses a significant problem.
And Kiva says, does going solar impact the value of your property? Sure, of course it does.
Of course, indeed.
There's no question. Roy says, step out of your dark hole and jump off the grid with us. I see our listeners are actually coming
for
up.
Sure, with, sure. That's fantastic. I like that.
They're coming up with slogans for your business. How
that's
do we contact
fantastic.
You?
So, we're based in number 77 Grant Avenue, Norwood.
Oh, okay. In the hood.
So, yes, we're in the hood, indeed. You can contact us on 010-025-0186. Howard, we're also going to have a significant presence in the Mega Market Eastgate.
Right.
So as of the weekend, you know, we are going to be present in Mega Market Eastgate.
I'm actually going to give, if you don't mind, I'm sorry, I'm going to give your email address.
By all means.
Because I think that's the easiest place for people just to get hold of you. You can email Sean, S-H-A-U-N, at investsolar1word.co.za. So it's Sean, S-H-A-U-N, at investsolar.co.za. If you didn't get anything, any of those down, send us an SMS on our normal number, 34519, or you can telegram us on 0618951019, and we will make sure to pass on to give you those numbers. So I think that is the best thing. And I'm sorry, you were saying about
Mega Market. So we're going to have a significant presence in Mega Market Eastgate from this weekend moving forward. You know, so please feel free. Come have a chat with us. Let us advise you. You know, we can get out to site. We can start doing the relevant assessments on your premises. And let's walk you through the process. You know, it's quite a happy journey once you start it. You know, and the end result is essentially self-sustainability. And that's essentially where we all need to be placed.
And what we are absolutely craving. Time is 7:44. That's Sean Anel, co-founder of Invest Solar. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Great, thank you.
Especially on a week like this when it is so desperately required. It is 7:44.